I think it was a great year. I couldn't ask for a better group for my first year. And we had our banquet last night, and I think that was the big message to the girls, is just how I wouldn't have changed anything about it. Obviously, you want to make it deeper into playoffs, and I'm 100% certain that we could have made a bigger push, but obviously it just didn't go the way we wanted it to against St. Croix Falls. But looking back, I mean, being able to be ranked in the top 10 in the state for a little while there, getting some really big wins, winning the Hastings tournament over Christmas. There's just so much to be proud of with the team, and there's probably things that I haven't even thought of yet that I could be proud of with these girls that will hit me at random times throughout this offseason. But, yeah, I mean, just all the memories, all the things the girls did to make this year as great as it was. And that's the stuff that just, it's going to stick with you. And I said, being in my first year, it's definitely a team you never forget. I think that probably goes for a lot of coaches, that their first team they get to coach is not a team they forget. And this one's really, really, really special to me. So I can't say enough good things about them.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, what's something you would say to the seniors? I know you had six of them on this year's team. And I saw at the Bloomer game how hard you guys were trying to get Addison Hooper to bucket. So just take me through, I know we talked about that recently, but the six seniors, what you're going to miss about them and what you're thankful for them.
Yeah, I think with Addison, I've never seen her miss that many shots in a row before. I was talking to her parents last night at our banquet, and I was like, I just can't believe it. We even got her two free throws, and she must have just been a little nervous or something that night. But I gave her a hug after our game against St. Croix Falls and just said, I'm so happy that that's the way you got to go out with hitting a three. And as bitter of a moment as losing in that game is, it was the bittersweetness that you get from seeing a girl who's put in 4 years and worked so hard to go out with a make is always big. So for Addison, I'm just so proud of her for that and just sticking with it through everything and being a great teammate through it all. The rest of the girls, I mean, they bring it all, brought their all every day. It's a group that I don't think you can really piece together a more well-rounded group when it comes to, you got Addison and Izzy as shooters, you got Bree can be a floor spacer, just takes care of the ball and takes care of the game so well. Katrina being an all-state player as a junior, I haven't seen if any of that stuff's come out yet. Being a player of the year last year in the conference, guarding the best player every single night and still being a scoring threat. I mean, Maddie, Riley being able to go get rebounds, doing everything they do for our program. It's a special group, and obviously everybody's going to say it's their group special, but I think you don't get that well-rounded of a group very often, especially for a first-year coach. So I could go on for hours about them. I could probably go on for hours about them individually, and I think they all know that too, but they're just so special, and that's one thing. I said last night in our banquet, 20 years from now, I'm still going to be talking about those seniors just because of how impactful they've made been to the program, to me, and just to Prescott in general. So just so proud of them.
Yeah, and touching a little bit more on that, it obviously means a lot to you as you talk about there, but because you were already involved in the program and you were became the head coach, so you've been around these players for a long time, not just the seniors, but the ones that are also coming up. So, you know, you mentioned how awesome this first year was for you. What's something you're looking forward to in your second year?
Oh, man. I mean, as much as, like you said, the seniors are great, they're going to be missed so much, but you still bring back such a great group of girls, too. I mean, the junior class, they were freshmen when I started, so for a lot of them, they were on C team with me when I was their C team coach, and that's just kind of one thing I've talked about a lot with some of them, is that it's the group I came in with. It's the group that I hope we can give them the best run of their careers, because they're going to always be a special group to me, too, since I got to coach a lot of them from the second they practiced in high school. And then obviously with Lila, I wasn't necessarily her C team coach since she's been a, she will be a 4-year starter, but she's also been one that I've been pretty close with for a few years now. So that junior class has a lot of girls who have been pretty special to have around and be around and coach too. So I'm looking forward to that and just what they bring to the court and what they bring to the floor. It's going to be pretty special next year, and I'm looking forward to whatever run we're going to go on. And obviously that's something we'll probably talk about as we get closer to the regular season coming up, but I just think we've got something special coming, and I know the girls are believing in that too.